At Beta Seed, we deliver the nation's premier sugar beet seed every spring and superior performance every fall. But neither represent our most important delivery. That honor is reserved for a delivery that knows no season. Confidence. Confidence delivered by a team of breeding professionals identifying the best traits tailored to your market. It's the industry's leading feedback loop that's led by your Beta Seed rep. From grower to rep to breeder and back again, only Beta Seed can deliver all that. Beta Seed, breeding confidence.
What can you do in 30 seconds? Warm up your coffee, tie your shoes, Google, should I get screened for lung cancer? Then actually get screened for lung cancer. If you're a current or former smoker, talk with an Essentia Health provider about your eligibility for a low-dose CT screening. Because early-stage lung cancer often has no signs or symptoms. Screening can mean an increased chance of successful treatment. Learn more at EssentiaHealth.org.
I'm John Hoeven, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
In their unequivocal endorsement of John Hoeven, the Fargo Forum says,
John Hoeven has racked up an impressive record, and he's consistently delivered for North Dakota.
Also, the NRA has again endorsed Hoeven and gives him an A+ for his defense of Second Amendment rights.
John Hoeven works for North Dakota.
Vote John Hoeven for Senate. Paid for by Hoeven for Senate.
Join Guy, Shelley, Jared, Lisa, and Jamie at Miller Realty in Breckenridge, who proudly salute the numerous members of our armed forces this Veterans Day, both active and retired. Americans have the freedom to be Americans because of you. Thank you, veterans, for your service from Miller Realty in Breckenridge. Woodrow Wilson once said, freedom only exists where the people take care of it. The Wilkin Drink and Eatery reminds you that the brave men and women of our armed forces take that obligation seriously. The Wilkin Drink and Eatery reminds you that freedom isn't free. Thank you, veterans.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, here we go. We are back coming up on 10 minutes after 9 o'clock on a breezy Election Day Tuesday, November the 8th, 39 degrees is what you are waking up to this morning as you head out to the polls, kind of batting down the hatches. And time to do what we do every Tuesday. Got to talk real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. Good morning, folks. I got you both in here. I love
good
that.
Morning.
Okay,
good morning.
You can kind of double team things. So Election Day today going on. And let's check numbers first. Let's get to that. Let's check interest rates.
Yeah. Interest rates, last I checked yesterday, we're at 7.25 on a conventional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. So, you know, they're definitely up, watching for the Fed's next move here, which hopefully is less than 0.75%.
What is the highest it's ever been?
Well, I'm going to say it was around 14 to 16%, and that would have been back in the late 70s, maybe early 80s.
Okay. So it has been almost double what it is now.
Yeah, it has been at one point. Okay. Of course, that's when your money earned a lot more money, too.
That's true.
Bank,
yeah.
It doesn't anymore either. So.
Well, we were talking earlier. I have no money to speak of. So it's like, you know, that's never been a problem. Hey, let's cover this because I got a question here that I've often wondered about because you hear a lot about reverse mortgages. Talk to me about this. What is a reverse mortgage? And again, you're starting at ground zero with me. So educate and enlighten. And what are the pros? What are the cons? Are there pros? Are there cons to this? I'll let you both answer.
Well, starting at age 62, an individual can basically borrow against the equity that they have in their home.
Okay.
You know, pros and cons. I've heard a couple of different scenarios where it didn't quite work out the way they wanted.
Same here. I've heard some horror stories about
it. Yeah. So, you know, my suggestion is to, you know, probably talk with your tax accountant, see what the best option is for an individual, and go from there.
Are a lot of people doing this? I mean, obviously it picked up some steam at some point where people are going, hey, this is a good deal, and still going on.
It's still out there. I don't run across it too much, although a week ago I closed on a house that had a reverse mortgage on it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm not 100% sure of all the qualifications for it, but obviously they need to establish the value of your home, and then I think they'll let you borrow up to, like, maybe 50 or 60, maybe it's as high as 70% okay. of the equity, you know, so they'll start paying you every month and adding it on to your payoff.
Got it.
Until you hit a certain number, and then if you get to that point, you know, then you've got to cut it off and either sell your house at that point or something to that effect where, you know, this person still had some equity left in the home. So mm-hmm. I think it worked out okay for her.
Right.
You know, she went into one of the, assisted living places in town and needed some extra money. So that came at her every month without having to sell her house right away.
Sure.
So it basically worked out for her.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some stories out there, like Sherry mentioned, too, that you can run into some problems, and then a lot of times the rest of the kids in the family are left dealing with it.
So does that make your job any tougher as a realtor when someone has, like, a reverse mortgage when you're trying to sell the place?
Well, you don't know for sure until you start calling and getting payoffs and finding out all the stuff that's involved with it at that point, then versus the value of the house. You know, now right. with probably prices coming down a little bit, if they established that value at a much higher value and they borrow out there against it at those numbers and now the value of the house has decreased,
right.
you can run into some real problems.
I would think. See, so you've taught me something here. You've enlightened me about it because I've been hearing all about it. You know, for years and years, you see ads about it going, this is the way to go. And I'm thinking, okay, there's got to be a catch to some of this. You know, and that's kind of what I was thinking. It's like, no, I got to ask the experts here from Action Realty. Hey, you've got something kind of neat going on at Action Realty, Sherry. I know you wanted to talk about this, too.
Yes.
For the holiday season, tell us what's going on.
We have some exciting news at Action Realty downtown Wahpeton. Shanna from CC's Floral is going to be opening up a pop-up Christmas store in the front of our office. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, I think we have 7 Christmas trees set up already. And
wow.
We're pretty excited. So I know there's the greens out front of the office, so mm-hmm. The number's posted, so give her a call.
Well, you got some nice holiday lights going on, because I woke up this morning, I thought, geez, it looks like O'Hare Airport over there at Action Realty. So definitely in the Christmas spirit already. And Sherry, you said you're a Christmas person anyway, this is kind of right up your alley.
Yep, definitely.
So this is just going to be like a temporary thing through the holiday season.
It is. We're thinking probably a couple months.
Okay.
You know, we'll go from there.
Sure. Boy, that's kind of exciting.
Be something different.
Yeah. So you can go in there and get your wife flowers.
Save. Yeah, there you go.
Perfect.
You're never going to be hung out to dry there, are you?
I will be now.
Folks, thanks so much for stopping in. Always great to talk with you. And again, you want to learn something about real estate, listen to this segment, because how much of the real estate market have we not covered? I think in the short time that the three of us have been doing this, we pretty much covered all the bases.
Yeah, you do, and everything runs in cycles, so what goes around comes around, and we're starting to see those higher rates now.
Well, and what's nice about real estate is it never ends because there's so many changes going on. I've asked both of you this before we wrap it up here. Is it tough to keep up with it all sometimes? I mean, there's so much coming at you.
You know, it really isn't. We just, I guess, we have continuing ed classes, so we're staying up on, you know, what's happening, and it just seems to work out.
That's good. Steve, Sherry, thanks for stopping in. Don't let the wind blow you away out there.
Yeah.
And we'll talk again next Tuesday,
thank
okay?
Thank you.
You bet. It's 9:15 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW, good morning.
It's autumn in the valley. Cool days, falling leaves, and great morning radio.
You're my favorite station.
Bill Dablo, Monday through Friday mornings on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.